they took it away Monday night.
We didn't think about it. He's right, Mishi. Right, let's make a quick recap of what we said yesterday. Yesterday we spoke about Kiddush, and then a person has cake or wine afterwards. So we said, is that ideal? So that's Klop Shulchan Aruch, that definitely the best thing to do is to have wine and then pus. That's like a one shitter, a gorn. That the best is to have wine followed by a meal of pus. But we saw in Shulchan Aruch yesterday, Shulchan Aruch says that if you have the Goinim shitter is if you have wine, and then you have wine for Suda, you can use the wine for your meal, that's also good. So Shulchan Aruch says to use wine for a meal is good. We said how much you have to use. So one, I can't remember who says what, someone says you have to have a revius in total. That means besides the money lugmov of your kiddush, what you're having, besides that, you have to have a little bit of double that, which is a revius. That's good enough for your Suda and for your kiddush. You have to have both.
Can you have
the olimon shot, or do you have to have it in two? No, first, you shouldn't drink a whole lot, so much revius of wine in one go. That's what some people still have. But I mean, some of that is no problem. So you can have the whole lot as your Suda. Others, the Lubush, I think, holds that you have to have a revius besides money lugmov. So the Mekadosh has modern Lugmov, 43 mil, plus on top of that it has a Revius. Anyone else who wants to drink the wine there and be Yotze Suda has to have a Revius by itself. That's what you need to have. That's called the Revush. Then we said that Mishmur is not so happy with using wine. He doesn't like wine as the Suda. And he says that ideally, certainly at night time, wants to try and avoid using wine. But the mice, the sugar says he can. So if someone's stuck, someone's in a place, Mishmur, I know it's Simple Story, sometimes people want to know. Simple Story is a bit better maybe for the night time, is when you drop on. But Simple Story says someone wants to make kiddush. He can't wait so long for all the dancing. He wants to have something. So there, people are making the mice to use wine as the Suda. But he just says that ideally, if one can avoid using wine as the Suda, that's better. Then we spoke about cake. We said cake is okay. Then we spoke about cooked mezonos, like pasta and yushalmi cook, and things like that. And we said that's also okay, according to many people. That is also right. So that's what we said yesterday. A person can use all these things. Then we bought from the Gaon. The Gaon said, first of all, that always the Shushbi pass. One should always have a Suda's pass after Kiddush. It's wrong to have cake and anything else besides pass. That is a Gaon shita. Some people are mad with this, actually. I must say, I was once at a Kiddush. I can't remember what it was. But the mice, the Bala Simcha, there was Makbid. I came in a bit late, just after Kiddush. I went to Mr. Maltov. He said, what are we talking about? Then I realized where I was. He went to wash. He washed to make hamoitzi after Kiddush, and then he was going to have whatever it was. But the Baal Simcha himself washed straight after Kiddush. That is shashita. Some people do this, that they only have bread straight after Kiddush. So someone asked yesterday, which is a good point, I forgot to look up today, this point about, let's say someone goes to Kiddush after shul, and his whole family go to the Kiddush, and they come home. Is there anything to make Kiddush again? I think there is. I must check it out. Let me just make a note of it. I'll remember next time. What? No, he's already been Yotze Suda. He's already had. He went to Kiddush in Masi Gadas. So he's had a whole load of cake. His whole family had cake and they've had plenty to eat there. There's no problem. So the Zechem in Yotze Kiddush. Shalis, when you come home, should you make Kiddush again? Okay, what about the Kiddush at home? Some people do it, yeah, some people do it. I just want to work out what the reason was. I think they want to be Yotze Gaon. That a Gaon says that you should have pus straight afterwards, and therefore they want to be Yotze this shitter. Okay, I'm not sure, as far as I remember. Then, that was what we got up to. And then we saw a Kiddush from the Mishnah Brura, nothing to do with a Gaon. And that is Stamazoi, the person should have an appetite for Suda Shabbos. So Mr. Brewer is very busy with, he's talking about Friday night actually, basically, but he said it was Shabbos morning, that a person shouldn't fill himself up before the Suda's pass on Shabbos morning, because he won't have an appetite for the meal. And the main thing is the meal. So he should not eat lots of cake when he goes to Kiddush. Well, what? That's also true. But I'm saying, it comes out, it's not much like the Gaon, this. Yeah, the Gaon says, Stubborn so much, shouldn't have cake. According to Mr. Brewer, if a person's going to a Kiddush 2 hours before his mealtime, so he'll have plenty of appetite when it comes to the mealtime, then there's no problem. Yeah, that's not an issue. The whole issue is that if you have your Kiddush, you go to Kiddush straight before your Suda Shabbos, you know where to eat much at home, so it's a problem. Who had dinner at home? Someone has cake and all different sorts of things before he washes. Also going to have a problem. He won't be so hungry. That's not ideal. Okay, Adkan. Now, Issur Cholent is a very, very interesting issue. Let's start from the beginning. That's in Reish Ches, But I must say, I learned a lot from this preparation. I must say, really very interesting. Reish Ches, first of all, Reish Ches Chesid Beis. So there the Machaber says, we always know that if your person's got mixed foods, let's say, for example, someone's got a fruit salad. So how do you decide what bracha to make? Normally you go, bosa, what the main ingredient is. That's normally one of the conveyors for ikka and tofel. The ikka is what the main item is. What's the majority of the item? That's often how we decide what you make a bracha on. So here, the Shulchan Aruch says in Reish Ches Sif Beis, that mazonis is an exception. Chameshis mini dogon, any item made from wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats, if you've got that in your ingredients, chameshis mini dogon shesholka, which you cooked, you made a tafshol, here's the Bechara says, even if you put a lot of honey inside, and you put all other things as well, minim achim, harbi yisim, many more than the actual chameshis minim, bevorach rabbeim mezoinus. You make boim mezoinus. So mezoinus has got a speciality that even if it's the meat of the ingredients, it only works with a five minim, wheat, rye, spelt, oats, those five. Does not apply to rice. Even though we make mezoinus on rice, this chashivus, that this minority amount, is kaveh the brocha, does not work for rice. It's only from the chameshis minim. So if someone has a dish where he's got the minority ingredients of chameshis minim, that fixes the whole thing and you make mezoinus on that. Quite clear. Quite a clear halacha. That's what Machaber says over here. You make a brocha, and that is the kaveh. The Mechaber actually carries on, we'll come to that message soon. The only the Mechaber carries on and says, but if you put these five ingredients in, not for taste, but you're doing it, let's say for example, they used to say, I don't know if it's true, they used to say in Yeshiva, they used to put flour in the meatballs. Now there, they tell them it wasn't for taste, they're not doing it for taste there, they're just trying to make it safe on the meat. They're trying to make it more stodgy, so you're not doing it for taste. In that case there, you would not make your mezuzah on a meatball. So the point is that you can have two people in front of you, one person having a meatball to make shahakol, and the other person is making mezuzahs in his meatballs. What's the difference? The difference is the one who makes shahakol, the flour was put in not for taste. It's there to make it more stodgy, more thick, but not for taste. And the other one there is put in there to make it more tasty. So you could, that is the kaveh. Is the mezuzahs put in for taste or not? If it's there for taste, even though it's a minority ingredient, you will make mezuzahs. That is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Now, it doesn't get complicated. There's an interesting thing over here, and that is, I didn't realize, but that's Machaber in Siv Tes. The Machaber says in Siv Tes, so it's all very good. So your brocha rishona on your food item, let me just give you an example. Pashtus, cholent, fits into this. We'll come to this pleasure a bit more. Cholent has got many times barley inside of cholent, which is there for taste. That means you've got cholent, potatoes, beans, what else you put inside there?
Meat.
What?
Meat.
Meat. All these things. Now, we'll see, very often, the cholent will be mezoinous to start with.
You put carrots there.
What, Moshi? I put carrots, well, she's got carrots when it's trot, yeah? Well, she's got carrots inside there. So all these things are much more than the barley. The barley is a very small amount, actually, yeah? But even so, the mice of about the barley is put in there for taste, that uproots everything else, overrides the majority, and you make mezoinus. So far, so good.
Even if you pick a small piece of meat.
Oh, so I'll come to that, yeah? I'm talking about when the pieces are small, the potatoes and meat are small, and a normal spoonful, you're going to get your barley together with your potatoes and meat. That's what we're talking about for the time being. The question is now, what about a brocha achreina? What do you do for your after brocha? Do you make alamechia?
Why should you make alamechia?
So the Machaber says, like this, quite right, Moshi. And the Machaber says that you, on these things you make mezoinus, you can only make alamechia if you have a kazayas of these five grains, or one of these grains, with inkele achilas pras. What does that mean? Kadei achilas pras is about four bein. A kazayas of that is about eighth. That means in your mixture of ingredients, if an eighth of it is flour, then you can assume that in 4 minutes you will be consuming a kazayis. You with me? Now, I must tell you, it's very interesting. This actually, first of all, in cholent, that generally is not the rule. You do not put enough barley in most cholents to have a kazayis of kadei achilas pras. It's not an eighth of the ingredients. I just took my wife's recipe book. She gave it to me, actually. I must have done. I'm very careful with it. And I must tell you, it's very, very interesting. I never cut this, but now there's a big shiloh when you make a mezuzah on a piece of cake. Now, you're having a slice of cake in front of you. It's, let's say, a kazayis. How much of that cake is flour? So the Mishnah Berurah brings down at the end over here, very interesting thing, and the Mishnah Berurah says, oh, look at the rag, look at, show you the recipe. Okay, many grufim, chamesh many dogim. These mezonos that you make from chamesh many dogim, shavashlim brua, ain't the work of soif lemechia. And a dakuk she'ochal me hamenei dogim gazayv lecheres pras. Or mekol mokim, says the Mishnah Berurah. Legabe pasabor bekisnin, shemeuruv tavlin harbe. Now, for example, let me just tell you. Let's take a recipe of cake over here, right? So let's say, for example, I've got an example. Let's say, for example, a chocolate cake. I think it's half flour and the rest is chocolate and oil. That means that if you have one kazayis of cake, you are actually only eating half a kazayis of flour. In other words, if you want to have a kazayis of flour, you have to have two kazayis. You wouldn't have one. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what about, can you join the chocolate and the oil into your kazayis of flour? It's not flour, but it's there to enhance the cake, says the Mishnah Berurah. The common in the pasuk bakish we're talking harbe. You've got a lot of spices, sugar, lekach, meringel olam. The minig of olam is levorich olav lebesoyv ala micha. The minig is to make ala micha because she yesh mekazayis. We've got one kazayis in total. Afshav min dog on levada shenitzam or ain't kazayis. Even though in flour, in actual mezonos, you've not got. Olai, perhaps shetayamom neishatavim bala hakshias oichel. The cocoa and the sugar and the oil is all coming to make the cake taste nice. It's coming to enhance the cake. Mitstarfim oichel gufa l'shit. Therefore, it joins. So the Mishnah Berurah brings down some poskim hold that you could include all the ingredients that you've got, which is meant to enhance the cake. Now, he's not talking about cream in a cake, or you've got fruit in a cake. He's talking about things that actually help the dough. They make the dough. They're making the mezonos better. That, he says, you can join according to this shitta. The Mishnah Berurah just finishes off. If you ask me, says the Mishnah Berurah, I would advise lechatchila to make sure you have a flower of a kazayis. Yeah? But he just says, I can't see over here, but the ma'isitz, it says somewhere that noyin oilam, the minig ha'oilam is to be makel. The minig ha'oilam is to be lenient, and they take one piece of cake, which is a kazayis, let's say, and on that, they make halamichya. But you must realize it's not so simple, because in that one piece of cake, which is a kazayis, it could only be actually half its flour. What? A barley? Yeah.
Why is it
Where? What do you mean? In your cholent.
Yeah.
First of all, it's been cooked. A lot of it disintegrates. So I don't think that's called a berry anymore. It's lost its koyach of being a berry, I think. I would have thought. And even if it is, you can't make anamichya on a berry. It's a sophic. You can't make anamichya if you eat a berry. What?
Yeah, you have to have enough.
You have to have enough. It's a sophic still. It's a sophic. What?
Before you come to Baruch Reina, what's with the rest of the brachos? Eating potatoes in the cholent.
No, so that's not one.
So it's once you've
been down the other. Yeah, the first halacha is that mezonos overtakes the whole mixture.
Yeah.
It's just what Chaim said. Some poskim hold that the pastes are very big. You've got a big piece of potato, a big piece of meat there, and it's possible on the spoon you're not going to get any barley, you're just going to get potatoes or meat, then you might have to make another brachos. But if you've got it cut up very finely, it's quite that fine, then it could be you just make mezonos on the whole lot. Now, I'll just give you an example, Rabbi Yisrael, a piece of cake. I've got chocolate cake over here, right? You can see you've got 8 eggs, 3 glasses of sugar, 1 1/3 glass of oil, 3 teaspoons of vanilla, 1/2 a glass of wine, 1/2 a glass of water, 14 ounces of flour, 1 glass of cocoa. So you've got a lot of things in there, but a lot, the flour is not the, I don't know if it's the main ingredient of flour, you've got lots of other things in there. In many, many cakes you'll find, besides, I think they say what you call a roggeloch, that is a yeast cake, that is a good example of a cake which has got a lot of flour. It's very similar to a bread dough. It's got a bit of chocolate filling, obviously, a bit of maïs, and that is very good. That's a big thing. So I was looking at the Rezoisa Brocha. He actually says, I measured it out here, actually. He says, if you take a biscuit, this biscuit is 6 by 4 by 1/2, which is 12 cc. To have a kazayas of this, is 27, so you're just over 2. But he's worked out that if you want to have the flour part only, in the biscuits, they put about 30... It's about 1/3 of other ingredients as well. So you have to have 3 biscuits to make a, what do you call it, according to that. Again, I must tell you, Rabbi, many people make a la michyot just on the size in front of you. That means you've got one slice of cake, which is 27 cubic centimetres, and it's got flour, it's got cocoa, it's got sugar, lots of things inside. Many people, and the Mishnah Berurah says, a minigo oil is to make a la michyot on that. He just says to Mishnah Berurah, it's better, l'chor, to make sure you have a kazayas of flour. Now, this Rezoisa Brocha actually has worked out that in biscuits, you need to have 1/3 more than a kazayas. You have to have 37 cubic centimetres. And in cake, he says, unbelievable, it can vary from 1 1/2 to 4 1/2 bein, which is 100 cc. That means if you have 100 cc of cake, then you're guaranteed to have a kazayas. I hope it's good cake. Now, I can't remember someone talking to me once, someone was once at a kid, he was eating loads of pig cake. And someone asked him, why are you having so much cake? He said, he wants to make sure to make alamichio. I thought it was a joke, really. Yeah, you only need kazayas to make alamichio, but I can understand now where he's coming from, actually.
Can you make more in the pocket?
What?
Can you make more in the pocket?
So that's now a bit of a shyder, because the vinegar oil is to you make alamichio. That's the Rav Moshe asked his question. He asked, right, now what can you do? Can you make more in the pocket? So if you rely on vinegar oil, which many people do, someone told me he was at Kiddush, it was a very kosher Rav, I don't want to say a name, because that's what he told me, he said it was a very, very, very kosher Rav, he was at a Kiddush, and the Rav had one slice of cake, and he made ala mechio. So he's obviously relying that you look at the piece of food in front of you. If you want to be machmir, then you have to have, depending on what the recipe is, you have to have more cake to make sure you've got a kazayas of flour in what you're having. Now, some of these cakes have got very little cake in. I remember I told you this really not so long ago, and he had a cake lying around. I had to look at the ingredients. And before I looked at the ingredients, I saw the expiry date of it was in 3 months' time. I said, oh my God, how can you have a cake that lasts for 3 months? How can I make a cake that lasts for 3 months? So, disclaimer, look at the first ingredient. The first ingredient was margarine, I think.
What was on it?
Margarine. The first ingredient was margarine. Flour was further down the list. So you have to know what's going on. If you're being machmir for the sitter, then you're going to have more than one slice of cake. I'm just telling you again, Rabbi, I don't want anyone to get wrong. The minigah olam, Mishnah Berurah says, a minigah olam is to be makel and to have a kazayas in front of you with the ingredients and the flour, the cocoa, the sugar. Again, he's not talking about cream, he's not talking about the apples that you put in your tart. That is separate. You can see that quite clearly. It's independent. We're talking about things that help the dough to become more tasty. What?
The
air also can start.
Air
also. Yeah. Look at the volume in front of me. Unless it's very big pieces of it, unless you can see big holes there. I mean, a bagel, you've got a big hole there, you can't use that. But the moshing, the sponge cake, the moshing, you can use that thing you can use. So it comes out, it's very interesting, the master. So again, the minigah oilam, he says, Adas Acharim, Ramosha says, there's no minigah oilam like this. You can't make a brocha achroes Ramosha if you haven't got a kazayas of flour. The master, what? The Mishnah Berurah says that the minigah oilam was to make an ala michya on a kazayas in total. Now, in our cholent case, that's zikha worse, because the potatoes and the beans, nothing to do with the barley. That's like the cream, that is zikha mitzarev. So generally speaking, in cholent, generally you make mezunos to start with, if it's small pieces, and you'll make burin nefoshes at the end then, because you've not had a kazayas. So that would be generally the halacha in cholent. If it's got no barley inside, I don't know if you can get it, so I'm sure you can. If you get a cholent without any barley at all, then you have to look at what's the most. Is the potatoes more than the meat, or is the meat more than the potatoes, the beans? What's more? You have to look at. Who are din, Rabbi Yisrael, people make a mistake. You've got kishka in a cholent. Let's say you got a cholent without barley, and you've got kishka inside. That kishka is a separate entity. It does not mix with the cholent. It's a separate brocha. Do you make meserves on a kishka? Then you look at the cholent, what's the beans and the potatoes and the meat, what's the majority of that is kaveh. That is how you decide what to do on your cholent. Bon appetit, Rabbi Isai. What?
I can make halakhah on the kishka.
If you have enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.